This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The world is changing. Sand shifting under your feet every single day. And most of it's due to the fact that the world is going to change. The problem is, what is it going to change to? Is it changing for the better or is it changing for the worse? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. I appreciate my guest host. They were able to fill in for me for a few days while I was out. And anyway, what am I talking about with the world changing? So, for example, we were talking about having flying cars. Well, right now we don't have flying cars, but we do have cars that will drive you without a driver. Uber is testing these. So are Google and other companies. They want to take the person out of things. That's, we've done it in manufacturing. We've done it to some degree in retail, which is nothing. When I say retail, I'm talking about Amazon's got this store where you go in, grab all your gear, walk out, bloop, no checker. The food establishments are looking at kiosks where it'll make your McDonald's burger and bloop, 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 deliver it without anybody touching it. A human doesn't even have to touch it. Our world is changing. So now we've got these cars that will drive themselves that Uber's working on and others. And, of course, you guys got the news last week sometime that an Uber car killed somebody. I don't know if you saw the video. But a lady was walking across the street, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, with her bike, and car just plowed into her. The passenger was like, whoa! There was nothing that person could say, nothing that person could do. Now, let's face it, Uber's going to have a lawsuit. Somebody's going to make a bunch of money on it. But when you hear a lawsuit, don't get all excited about it, because that just means you're going to pay for it. See, when a lawsuit occurs, then it means that the company is going to have to recover that money. Companies don't lose money. They're going to recover it. The services for Uber will go up, and we will incrementally all pay for the development of these passenger or driverless cars. And that's okay. I mean, you know, it's a cost of technology. I don't think it's going to bode, you know, it helps the person who got run over by the bike. Let's talk about the person that got run over by the bike. I don't know what that person was doing. It looked like a woman. Didn't look like she was on a cell phone. But I'll tell you this. Wasn't paying attention at all. And what I can also tell you from the video, now these are just observational things. I don't have a dog in the fight here. I'm only bringing these things up for you to think about, because the sands are shifting beneath our feet and we have to understand what's coming. So this car is cruising along. Any driver that's paying attention is going to stop. This person wouldn't have gotten hit. Now, the person was crossing in the middle of the road. It was disobeying the law. He or she, disobeying the law, and the car, I mean, it was fast, and then it just stopped. And of course, you know, I didn't see whether the woman got thrown 10 feet or 50 feet or whatever. They showed the bike, it was completely, you know, it was twisted, and the person obviously died. The person in the car has an experience, to say the least. I mean, you want to talk about cocktail party conversation. You want to talk about somebody, I haven't seen the media on it, but was this person in the media? Because this lady that was in the car who was texting, you know, looking up, and they were filming, because the cars have this thing where it can film you, which is kind of a cool thing. I mean, if you like Big Brother. But she's like, oh my goodness, that's a story to tell. I was the first passenger in an Uber car who killed somebody. I mean, can you imagine being deposed by the defense attorney? I'd like to call the person, you know, to go against the car, you know, the killer, because the car is a killer. If I'm the defense attorney, that car is a killer, and I have the person in the car who can vouch for this. And this person comes up and says, "I was in the car, and that car had no intention of stopping." I'm not laughing at the fact that somebody died. It was bound to happen. I didn't think it was going to be a pedestrian. You would think the car would have... I've seen these cars. They brag about this technology that will make it stop before it hit something. What went wrong? I don't know. I'm telling you, folks, the ground is shifting under your feet. I'm giving you the metaphor for life here. What went wrong with the Uber driverless car? And the woman who was the passenger, she was cool, man. She was like, shoot, I'm just going to text and let everybody know I'm in the Uber car driving along here. It's driverless. Nobody. Oh, shoot. What was that? Was that a deer? No. Well, maybe. It could have been Mommy Dearest. It could have been Dear Old Mommy. It could have been Dear John. I don't know, but this lady was very comfortable riding in this car until it killed somebody. And I see leftism that way. Look, I get it. It's technology. We got to move forward. It's going to move forward. And eventually it probably will be safe. I don't know that I'm ever going to trust it. I've talked to people about this before. I don't know that I'll ever trust a driver. I don't even trust a car when there's a driver in it and I'm in the back seat of the front. I'm still looking. I told a story once about one of my buddies. We were all going to New Orleans, and we rented a van to save money because we didn't want to take separate cars. And so we all chipped in on renting this van. There's like eight of us in there, and we're cruising along the way. I'm driving it first. I get tired, and so I said, okay, hey, you want to drive Jerry? And Jerry's like, yeah, I'm ready. And I verified with him because we're driving through the night. I've driven quite a ways, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going, you game? Yeah, I'm game. So I put him in there. I get up in the passenger seat. Everybody else is asleep in the back. We're cruising down the road, and I'm trying to, okay, do I trust this dude or not? And I'm closing my eyes, and suddenly I kind of feel a sway, and I'm like, whoa, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. But then I got suspicious. So I decided, I'm going to watch this clown. And I'm watching him, and his eyes are falling asleep as he's weaving in his van. And I'm like, Jerry. I'm screaming here. Hey, I'm good. I'm like, pull over. I'll drive. I don't even trust driver cars, much less driverless cars. Are you kidding? I'm sure at some point, look, let's face it. A car is better off, a machine is better off of staying awake than a human. But right now, I don't trust it. I don't trust that it's not going to run off the road when a deer jumps it. What's it going to do when something jumps in front of the car? Is it going to veer off the road? I don't trust it. I call me a control freak, but when it has to do with cars, I'm watching you. And I'm backseat, front seat driving too. Hey, you too close. You tailgating. You better get back up, move over. The signal before. Do you see that guy? I'm that dude. Bet you are too, to some degree. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about book burnings.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
Book burnings. Yep. Book burnings. See, that was something that we thought was in the past, right? Book burnings. Very archaic, it sounds. You remember when they would get in those little towns, they would burn all the books that were, you know, not pro-Bible and pro-Jesus and God and all this other stuff? And they'd burn, you know, Uncle Tom and all these other things, because, you know, heretics are books about witches and whatever else. I don't know what they burn, but they burn a lot of books, right? We've heard about book burnings. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com is where you can reach us if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that some of the things we talk about on this show, you've never considered. You would have never thought about. Had somebody like me not brought it up to you. Now, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, because I think that's exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to challenge your thoughts and give you something to go and talk to somebody else about and say, what do you think about this concept? I think that's what I'm not paid to do it. In fact, I lose money to do it in radio. You guys can help if you want. You can always contribute to what we do here. I'm talking about not just financially, but you can contribute by getting other people to listen so we can, you know, afford to do this show. But and I'm, that's not a, you know, like, please send us some money. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you, if you want to help, you can help. But I come on here because I believe that there's knowledge that I have to impart upon you that and concepts that you haven't thought about. Now, where do they come to me from? All I can say is God has given me a very fertile brain, a fertile mind. And when I think about these things, because I'm thinking about the problems that we always face and how do we bridge these gaps? And so book burnings came to mind. And you're going, Kevin, how in the heck is book burnings coming to mind? We haven't seen anybody burning books. Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, books are being burned, folks, in this country every single day. Book burnings are happening right around you. And you're going, what, Kevin? Please explain. Okay, so I'm going to explain. I got a tweet from a guy. He's one of my favorite Twitter people. His name is Educating Liberals, at Education for Libs. And he said this, YouTube is now banning content that features guns. Yep, take away the guns, censor free speech, and do not allow other opinion unless it suits the agenda. Germany 1933 all over again. When do we start burning books? That's what he said. That was his tweet. YouTube is banning content that has guns, so a lot of stuff's got to go off there. By the way, hey, YouTube, just in case you didn't know it, remove all your Hollywood crap. It's all got guns in it, except for, you know, fried green tomatoes and a couple of chick flicks. But for the most part, it's got guns. So my question to them would be, how do we fight back on YouTube? Because we know they're not going to ban the next Sylvester Stallone movie or Jason Statham or Bourne from What's-His-Face or any of the Affleck movies and Matt Dillon's and everybody. Not Matt Dillon. Matt Damon. Man, all them white boys look alike. You know what I'm talking about. So, but you can bet anything to do with the NRA, anything to do with pro-Second Amendment, blah, 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 gone. They're banning it. Now, he asked, when do we start burning books? And I said, we already did. We've already started. And here's what I want you to consider. How do we get our news and information? Anybody want to take? Oh, I know what you're saying, Kevin. Well, you know, cable TV, and then I get mine off of, you know, the internet. Okay, great. So you get your news and information digitally, correct? Most of it is digital. Book burnings are happening to you every single day. Facebook is digitally burning books. Books of people's creation, websites being banned. What do you think a banned website is? It is nothing more than burning of people's books. I've written three books. Everybody is writing now in that compilation of their work. They're called blogs. That compilation of their work are their books. Some people, the amount of blogs I've written, I could have written 50 books. If I had the time, I'd consolidate all of it and I would share all this information with you. Most of it, to be honest, you don't even see. I don't have enough people that hit my website in a month to say grace over, especially these days, because Zuckerberg is making sure of that. But I will tell you, I've written a volume on all of these various concepts, things that you know that I think are mind-blowing exploration, things that deserve to be studied in colleges and universities. And I'm not here going, Kevin is such an amazing thinker. I'm not saying that at all. But I will tell you this. I am a thinker, and I think I'm pretty good at it. And many of the things and the concepts that I've talked about on this program are things that you could easily share in colleges and have debates over and discussions around. It's interesting things. And I'm not going to go into any detail around some of those, but I did a thing on proof of God that I think is one of the best things I've ever written. It's in my first book, The Big Black Lie. Proof of God. And I've debated this. Look for debates on this subject. You know, look for contrarian opinions. I've posted, you know, my thesis, if you will, to all leftists that I meet, particularly atheists, and none of them can shoot holes in it. It's one of my most amazing works. And I bring this up to say it's worthy of study. But the majority of it's never going to get seen. You want to know why? Because Google and Facebook and Twitter are burning our books. Do you understand? We are so caught up in the past as conservatives, the way things were. We're very nostalgic, and it's AKA the word conservatism, that we miss the things that are happening right under our noses, right before our very eyes. How things get so twisted, how right becomes wrong, left becomes right, and so on and so forth. And then we wonder, why is the world so crazy? Why, you know, Facebook and Google, I'll tell you exactly what should happen to them. The government should provide oversight over them and say, you can no longer censor information according to your so-called standards. You have made a public platform that people support. They build their own little worlds inside of that platform, and you can't determine what's a good world and what's an acceptable world and what's an unacceptable world. You can't do that. And as sad as that is to say, that means that if you're a hate monger like a neo-Nazi person or a new Black Panther Party member, Facebook needs to allow you to have your say. You can look for your audience. I don't like those people either. But they have rights. And who is Facebook to determine what the world is going to be? Who is Google to determine that? To say, I'm not going to let advertisers on your page or this or that or the other. And the advertisers go, well, we don't want to be associated with that. What makes you think somebody's going to associate you with neo-Nazis because you say, here's our toothpaste? Do neo-Nazis not brush their teeth? I get what the thing is, but how far do we go? Leftists is taking it way too far. So what's happening, folks? They're burning our books. Every single day, the media that doesn't talk about Donald Trump's exploits are burning his books. Think about it differently. That's all I'm asking you to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Blows me away. This is, I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, watch, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? I don't want to make excuses or sound stereotypical, but my fight happened at night. I was at a disadvantage. People, fighting a black guy at night is kind of like fighting Predator. You know this too. And let me tell you something. You don't ever want to fight a white guy in the snow. You'll lose. Or a Mexican at dusk. You can barely...
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. He's white, and he can fight. So why did I play that clip? I played that clip, number one, because I love comedy, but I played it because I wanted to talk about Joe Biden's threat to retroactively beat up President Trump. That happened while I was away. He had to take a few days off. Friends came into town. So, yeah, but here, I heard this. I think Liz may have talked about it, but Joe Biden said he would have beaten the crap out of Donald Trump in high school. Really? And so when I heard this, my immediate thought was, but who would have won in junior high, Joe? Huh? I mean, what a childish thing to say. I would have beaten up Donald Trump if I'd been in school with him. I mean, seriously, Joe Biden, don't you have better things to do than to be speculating on what you... And here's Biden. You know, essentially what he's saying is, well, you know what? Donald Trump's making me mad. And so, you know, I'm going to say something that would get people to think about who I am. And by the way, something he could never prove, never do. I mean, you know, come on. I could have beat up, King Kong back in the day. I wish King Kong would have said something to me. I mean, it sounded silly. Childish. But then again, you got to remember the source. Know that if Biden could get in the Wayback Machine and beat up Trump in high school, Trump would later on stomp a crap hole in Biden in college. He would have. Yeah. I say this because I know people with the personality of Donald Trump. He's like me. See, loss to me is only temporary because I'm looking to the future. I can honestly tell you, I haven't had a situation where somebody beat me up and I was like, oh, you know, it was like I got a bad beating. Maybe we tied or whatever when I was a kid. But if you had beaten me up, I was going to show up at your doorstep. It wasn't over. And My friends listen to my program. They know exactly what my personality is. And certainly people who trained with me when I was, you know, coming up through the ranks in the martial arts will tell you that is exactly the case. If you beat me up, you know, in the gym, you know, because we were training, my goal in life was to get you to finally just, ooh, okay, you know, we got even. So Trump's got that kind of personality. Loss is temporary. I told you guys, my inspiration was Ronald Reagan, who when he lost to whatever, during whatever race, he didn't give a concession speech as a loser. He gave a, I lost temporarily, but I will see you in the future as a winner. And I said, I relate to that. That's what spoke to me. By the way, that could speak to a lot of kids. I hope what I say does, because a lot of people, Kevin, you always talk about fighting on. Well, that's my experience. You don't like it? Go. There's a lot of stations. Anyway, Trump would have gotten accepted to the same college if Biden had beaten him up in high school. He would have said, to heck with Wharton. Where's Joe Biden going to school? University of Stupid? I'll check into the University of Stupid. I will pay $100,000 just to kick Biden's butt. When they kick him out, that's what he would say.
Mr. Trump, why don't you just give such a beat down? Didn't look like Biden did anything to you.
Oh, yeah. In high school, he beat me up. So I came to your silly school, the University of Stupid, just so I could get even. And it was okay. It was worth the money. It was worth that education to get even. That's Trump. But the real question might be, why has Biden popped off at the mouth with something that he can't possibly do? He can't go back in the Wayback Machine and beat up Donald Trump. Now, I say Biden will do anything to believe that he matters. But sadly, with all of the accomplishments of Joe Biden, go with me here. Hang in there with me, folks. He doesn't matter. I'm just telling you. Okay, let's take a little test. Joe Biden wants to come and spend time with you, or Kevin Jackson wants to spend time with you. I'm a nobody. I freely admit it. Kevin Jackson's not worth, you know, why would you do it? Between me and Joe Biden, in the audience, you can go to kjradio.com or you can call me at 844-551-8255, as many of you do. I'm going to give it again, 844-551-8255. Would you rather hang out with Joe Biden or Kevin Jackson? Would you rather have knowledge imparted upon you by Joe Biden or Kevin Jackson? And I'm a nobody. And I'm going to make a prediction. The majority of you listening to this show, except occasional liberals, leftists that linger out there, the majority of you are going to pick me. And I'm a nobody. I know I don't matter, but Biden has ascended the mountain. He's been number two serving as vice president, yet he remains a footnote in history. And oh, by the way, a bad footnote at that. Remember, folks, Joe Biden's fortunes are tied to the worst president in history, and rightfully so. Because here's the not-so-surprise surprise. Joe Biden is the worst vice president in history, who's serving the worst president in history. And the only thing that's propping both Biden and his former boss, Baby Black Jesus up, Barack Obama, is the fact that he's half black and he's a Democrat. And I just gave you a hint, right, there as to why Joe Biden called out Trump. But I'll get back to that. But I want to go back to the fight. So I want you to try to imagine a Joe Biden pre-fight ritual for Trump in high school. How long would the speech be before the fight? After 20 minutes of watching Biden dance around and, you know, move the feet like he's Sugar Ray Leonard and, you know, punch around and whatever, people would start to walk off. How many stories would Joe Biden tell about his exploits of beating people up in grade school before he finally decides, okay, it's time to fight this guy I've been calling out for some time? And here's the deal. If you really stop and think about what Biden did, I don't think he thought this through. See, Donald Trump is a New York City rich kid, but his father was what I call a blue-collar multimillionaire. He wasn't one of these Silver Spoon kids where he says, you know, hey, Donald Jr., you're going to go meet with so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. He wasn't one of those guys. He was like, yo, Junior, we're going to go over here, get on your work clothes. This is what's going to happen. And I suspect that Donald Trump Sr., I suspect, I don't know if he's a senior, whatever his daddy's name was, he's the type of guy that would say, Donald, you're going to run into, life's going to be tough. You're going to have to be tough, my friend, my son. And the only way that's going to happen is you got to have training. So he would fly in some kung fu master from China every week. Not that, Trump would need that if he did fight Biden, for goodness sakes. I mean, Biden's a chump. But you can bet, and I don't know anything about Donald Trump in this respect, but I'm going to bet you money that Donald Trump was trained in the martial arts. I'll give you an example. One of my buddies, he's like a godfather to me, Tommy Mormon, wrote about the Mormon family in my first book. I changed the name. But Tommy was my godfather, and his mother, Betty, said to me, well, Kevin, Tommy took karate because he was such a little boy, and we were afraid, you know, somebody would bother him. He was so little. And Tommy, they paid a martial artist to train Tommy when he was young, because they were afraid, you know, he wasn't going to be a big guy. His brother Jeff was big. Now, I don't think Tommy ever had to use it, but he was prepared to use it. I bet you money that Trump was one of those kids that they did that. Yeah, don't fool yourself. Like I said, he's white and he can fight. Donald Trump is feisty. I want you to think about how Trump's persona is. He's a very confident guy. I'm telling you right now, I don't know one single thing about Trump in terms of his training for fighting or whatever. If he's smart, maybe he didn't spend a minute training to fight. Maybe he just had bodyguards. Maybe he carried a gun. I don't know what he did. But Trump is very confident about his abilities. And maybe it's because he says, I don't have time for such frivolity, that he made all of his money. But I'm going to tell you, he has the confidence of a guy who's been trained at home. You know, because there are guys, you know, you go train at the dojo in your city, and people can watch you. They can see, are you any good? You know, if I go train at the dojo right now, they'd be like, oh, Kevin, he's all right. You know, people, he's all right. He ain't as big a much as he says he is. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Because I train at home.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, this is LaGuardia here, Beanie. His name's JT. JP. I believe you and Lisa played a game of pool for $200, which she won. I'm here to collect.
How about if I just kick your
Oh, counteroffer. That's what we lawyers, I'm a lawyer, we lawyers call that a counteroffer. Let me see. This is a tough decision you give me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick. I'll be very honest with you. Nah, I think I'll just go with the $200. including my dead body. You like to renegotiate as you go along, huh? Okay, then here's my counteroffer. Do I have to kill you? What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
In your dreams.
Oh, no. In reality, if I was to kick the shit out of you, do I get the money?
If you kick the shit out of me,
yeah,
then you get the money.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It was a scene from My Cousin Vinny, and we are talking about Joe Biden having called out the President of the United States, saying if he could go back into the past, in the Wayback Machine, with his flux capacitor, that he would beat the flux out of Donald Trump in high school. I was thinking, why not just go back to grade school, Joe? Third grade.
That Donald Trump better not come out to the playground. I'm going to beat him up.
And somebody going, you know, doing a documentary. That was Joe Biden. He would later become the Vice President of the United States. Oh, man. Joe Biden, talking tough. Talking tough about something you can't back up, you can't prove. I would love, does anybody know anything about Joe Biden in his past? Joe Biden, let me tell you, he's the guy that, you know, he talks crap. He talks total crap. He's not a threat. He's that guy that talks smack, you know, hey, man, don't you be talking like that to the girl. I'll beat your butt. And the guy's like, man, we're just having a discussion here. It's not like I'm, like I said, dude, you don't want to mess with me. I'm Joe Biden. Okay, whatever. Ow, that hurt. Joe's waking up, you know, what happened? You got your butt kicked, Joe Biden. Oh, dude, you know, then he gives you all these excuses. I wasn't looking, man. All I did was turn my head for just a second and he sucker punched me. No, Joe, you were looking dead at him. Joe Biden is every movie where the dude that, you know, tries to act like he's the bad guy gets his butt kicked. He's that guy. He wants to come off as a good guy. Like he's the Karate Kid guy, you know, the blonde dude. The Cobra Kai. He's Cobra Kai, exactly. Oh, man. What a threat, Joe Biden. I mean, look, I'm getting older, too, but if somebody, Joe Biden called me out, it would be like that movie with Stallone and De Niro, these two boxers that never got a chance to meet because one thought the other was ducking him. So at the age of 70, they decide to fight it out. Yeah. There's a part of me that wants to see Trump just whoop the crap out of Biden. I mean, I know some of the audience are going, I'd like to see that. You know, I'd like to see Donald Trump just grab him by those plugs and boom, hit his head into the turnbuckle like they do on WWE. Oh, man. And here's what I've been saying. Donald Trump, I don't know anything about Donald Trump, but rich kids like Trump, blue-collar rich kids, their parents usually get them some sort of training. I'm not kidding you. Most of my wealthy friends, their kids get specialized training. They're not trying to, you know, enter the UFC. They're not trying to, you know, make it. They don't want any trouble. But they want their kids, particularly their sons, to be able to handle themselves. Many of them do. And they bring in the best people. Now, I want you to think about one-on-one training with a very skilled martial artist. I've done private lessons. I mean, I've given them to people. That is the best instruction you can get. When you, there's no distractions on other kids, other adults, whatever you're doing. It's one-on-one. And, I mean, I've done, you know, big groups where it's like 30 students and, you know, you get what you get. Then you get down to like four or five that are specialists. They want to do tournament fighting or they want to do self-defense or whatever. Then you get down to that one-on-one. That's the best training ever. When I've been in that environment, when I was training one-on-one, it's been very rare because I certainly couldn't afford it. But when I, you know, people would say to me, Kevin, hey, why don't you come over? I like your skill set. Let's come over and let's work out. And they would impart something on you. Man, that's the stuff I remember to this day. Those are those moments like, you know, in martial arts where you're like, the World Trade Center or Martin Luther King got shot. You have those kind of moments in the martial arts where you go, boy, I had a catharsis. This guy taught me so much. It's true. But I believe Trump probably had some training. He doesn't talk about it. Maybe he has none. Because I'm going to tell you, what a waste of time. What a monumental waste of time to have to,
you know, to be prepared for somebody out there, this specter of, you know, meanness that's waiting in the world. I tell my sons all the time, I hate the amount of time that you have to spend in the martial arts and training, because it's a waste of time. You shouldn't have to worry about that. We should live in a world where that's not an issue. But Biden threatens the president. If Biden were to run in 2020, I'd like to see President Trump set up an octagon outside of the debate thing, you know, like where they have a debate. He would say, you know, Joe Biden, you threatened me back in 2018, and I took the liberty of setting up an octagon in the parking lot, and you and I are going to go at it, buddy. You're going to have to back it up. Let's just pretend it's high school, Joe, okay? The look in Biden's eyes would be precious. You could bet he'd say something like this. He'd say, see, Donald Trump, he's a hothead. Look at how I provoked him to fight. And he took the bait. He tried to laugh it off and pretend like he didn't say, you know, oh, I didn't really mean it. And Trump would say, see, look at how the politicians are talk. But when it comes to actions, they bail. They always bail. Yeah, they're chickens. They don't want to do it. That's what Trump would do. He'd turn it back on him. He would turn it back on him. I know he would. I'm telling you how he would. But here's the bigger picture in all of this. In all of this. Now, I'm not following this story because I find it childish and trivial. The same way, and I'll give you a quick example. I had a guy threaten me on Twitter. I'm going to come to your town, man, and kick your butt. And I said, hey, I tell you what. You come to my town. I promise you, I will treat you like a king. I will send a car to the airport to pick you up. We will go to the police station, and we will register. You'll sign a waiver in front of the police that says you're here to kick my butt. And then we could either do it in the police parking lot, or we could go to a, you know, sanctioned place where I train, and you will have the opportunity. So he says, he literally writes this back to me, that would be my birthday present. And I go, well, then come get your present, princess. Come get your present. So he tells me this is last week. You guys think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I swear this is true. It's on my Twitter feed. Well, it's actually DM, but I can make it available to you if you want it. So I say to him, just understand you're going to sign the waiver. I'm going to film it. And when I beat you up, I'm going to put it out on the internet. And that's what the waiver is going to say, is that you've given me permission to do whatever I want with this video footage. So he says, I'm there. Great. All you got to do is give me details. I'll send a car to pick you up. I'm telling you, my entire staff was like, hey, this will be great. We're ready to go. We're waiting to film this kind of stuff. So they said, we'll send the car. We'll take care of the car. You know, contacted him back on Twitter. But you let us know. Get us details, flight information, et cetera. Here's our details. And so what happened? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Big talk. I swear, if you saw this thread, all the things he's going to do to me, it's going to be his birthday present. I'm like, oh, woo, I'm so scared. Well, you know what? Bring it. That's what Biden is. One of these all-talk dudes. Because let me tell you something. There are people out there like me who will accept your challenge. Who do you think you are dealing with a grown man telling them, oh, if I could go back to high school, I'd kick your butt. I'll tell you what, Joe Biden, how about now? I know Trump's not going to go for that, but if it were me, I'm just telling you, if I were president, I'd say, Joe, we don't have to go back to high school. We can do it right now. But here's what I want to ask you. Has the media criticized Biden, a warmonger? Imagine if Trump had said anything similar. The fake news media would be hammering him. They'd call him a monster. He's always looking for a fight. Then they'd pivot to North Korea. They'd say, Kim Jong-un would have preferred to deal with Hillary Clinton because she's the only adult in the room. So let me answer the question for you as to why Biden called out Trump. It's because Trump is already brutally beating up Obama, and Obama needs an old washed-up historical footnote to come to his aid. See, Trump daily brutalizes Barack Obama as the world watches. He crushes his legacy, the legacy of Obama-Biden, and Biden can't do anything about that future, so he pretends he wants to go back and tangle with Trump in the past. But the truth is, folks, past, present, or future, Biden would get his butt kicked.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.